Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
John Dickinson, 95.7 The Game reporter, was at Oracle last night for the Warriors' win over the Miami Heat. Good morning, JD. Thank you for joining us. First question, Ian Clark. He's gone from 8 minutes a game to 14 this year. He's hitting 51% from the field. His game is on another level this season. Why do you think that is? What's the main reason why Ian Clark's been able to hit another gear this year?
I think it's confidence. And you know, Andre Iguodala was asked about Ian Clark after the ball game last night, and he seemed to think that it's confidence and really just another year in the Warriors system. You know, much like anybody else, that second year where you're able to really get comfortable and learn all the ball movement, learn where you're supposed to be on the floor has really impacted him in a positive way, and I think that's been the case for Clark.
Speaking of confidence, they showed a ton in Patrick McCaw, who Friday night was playing in Santa Cruz, and you skip ahead only 4 days later, and you're in the starting lineup for the defending Western Conference champions. What does it say about Steve Kerr and the staff to be able to get a guy to go play D-League and then bring him up and get him in the starting lineup?
Yeah, and I think Ian Clark's the other part of that. The fact that he's played so well that he kind of buried Patrick McCaw, who I think the Warriors believed was going to be a major contributor when the regular season started. But he had that early injury, and he hasn't really been able to catch up. And I think part of the reason he hasn't been able to catch up is because Ian Clark has played so well. And Steve Kerr loves the fact that he can keep that bench rotation intact and keep Clark in a similar role, and then have McCaw be able to just step into the starting lineup and get some run and play with the other three all-stars that are remaining in there and have an ability to shine in that role.
Hypothetically speaking, JB, when you're looking at what they're able to do and bring in McCall and different guys, is this team, any way you look at Steph's going to, you know, demand over $200 million? Is KD going to opt out? Is this just a situation where you can see that one of these three won't be on this team in years to come?
Well, it's way down the line for that. I mean, you look at Klay Thompson signed, Draymond Green signed. You know, Kevin Durant, for all intents and purposes, he's planning on coming back. And then Curry's going to be a guy that's going to, you know, at 12:01, it's okay, sign the max contract now and remain with the Golden State Warriors. So, no, I think it's more going to impact some of the bench guys. It's going to impact what happens with Sean Livingston or Iguodala, and how do the Warriors find the next version of those two players, because they're probably not going to be able to afford those players. And Ian Clark, a guy that's going to be a free agent as well. What becomes the ceiling for him, and will another team want to offer him more money than the Warriors potentially can match? So I think the way this thing's laid out, it's much more apt to hurt them in terms of bench players than it is at this stage keeping the four core players together, at least for the next 2-3 years.
95.7 The Game reporter John Dickinson joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game here on a Warrior Wednesday, brought to you by Porsche of Walnut Creek, a 2016 premier Porsche dealer. Klay Thompson got the night off last night. He had played 2 games with an illness, so Kerr decided to give him some rest. Should we expect to see him back in the lineup against Detroit tomorrow night?
Yeah, he'll be back in there against Detroit tomorrow night. And Steve Kerr had said before the ball game that he's not going to hesitate to maybe give other guys a night off here and there, but it's going to be done in a similar fashion to the way he did it with Klay Thompson. If maybe it's a night where they've got a little bit of an injury or they're a little bit run down, it's not a situation where he's going to look ahead and circle specific dates on the calendar where he thinks he wants to give a guy a night off. He said originally a couple of years ago he tried to maybe do that, and it just didn't work. You know, it just didn't work once that night came. because he felt that, you know, the way the team was playing or the way that individual was playing, maybe they had a blowout and a guy got some rest. So he won't hesitate to do it, but it's going to be a night-to-night proposition. And I think there will be a point where the other three guys all get nights off at some point as well.
John Dickinson here on 95.7 The Game. Draymond Green, zero fouls, JD, in a game that actually had referees in it. Should we take this as a strange anomaly, or is it a sign that maybe Draymond Green at the turn of the new year has decided to control himself a little bit more, not only in committing fouls, but in garnering technicals as well?
Yeah, and funny story with that, Dibs. It was Draymond Green in the post-game press conference. He was asked about an illegal screen, and he actually thought that he picked up a personal foul on what was an illegal screen out of bounds violation. So he was actually reviewing the box score as he was asked the question, and he thought he had one quick foul on him early in the game, and he had to avoid getting a second. And as he kind of looked at the box score, he said, "Wait a minute, I didn't have any fouls. That wasn't a foul." So in a way, he had tricked himself into staying out of foul trouble by believing he already had one last night. So whatever works for Draymond Green, he got a good chuckle out of that. The media in attendance there.
And that's wild, JD. I didn't realize that was a violation and not a foul. In all my years as an official, I'm chagrined right now. I got Lowe looking at me like I'm a fraud all of a sudden, JD. I didn't know that was a violation and not a foul.
Yeah, and honestly, that's something I hadn't paid too much attention to, because he never got the second foul, which would have wound up being the actual first foul. But yeah, everybody got a good laugh about it.
John Dickinson, 95.7 The Game reporter, with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Thank you, JD. We'll see you tomorrow night out at Oracle.
All right, sounds good, guys.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.